Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely. We're diving into why your VO3 thumbnails might be failing and how to fix them using some awesome AI tools. I can't wait to hear what you've got for us. Right? So picture this. You've got your hands on the VO3. You've created this stunning cinematic video and then you upload it. Only to hear crickets. What's going wrong? It's like you're driving a Ferrari, but hiding it in a garage, right? If the thumbnail, the garage door, doesn't look good, no one's interested. Exactly. There's this common misconception that if the video AI is smart, it'll automatically choose a great thumbnail. But that's not the case. Thumbnails are the heart of your video's first impression. So what's really going wrong with these VO3 thumbnails? Well, the problem is that VO3, despite being cutting-edge technology, is built for motion. When it freezes that motion to create a still image, you often get issues like motion blur or awkward facial expressions. In fact, VO3 users can face a 52% fail rate on initial thumbnails. Wow, that's a huge failure rate. What's causing all this confusion? It boils down to coherence. The AI sometimes forgets what the main subject should look like when switching from video to image mode, so you might have a character that looks slightly off, like their cousin instead of the main character. That disconnect is confusing for viewers. So how do we fix it? Because I don't want to keep rolling the dice with random prompts. That's where tools like Nano Banana Pro come in handy. They can really help clean up those AI outputs. I've used it, and the speed is a game changer. How much of a difference are we talking here? A massive one. One case study showed an increase in click-through rate from 3.8% to between 6 and 8% using Nano Banana Pro, and you can generate 30 thumbnail variants in under a minute for just $5. That's just over 16 cents per image. That's a steal compared to hiring a designer. I love the sound of that. So what's next after we create these variants? Well, let's talk about the emotional aspect. Creators using AI thumbnails that incorporate emotional mapping can report about double the click-through rates, jumping from 4% to around 8.1%. It's all about colors. Really? So warmer tones signal more positive energy? Exactly. For excitement, you want warm hues, reds, oranges, yellows. If you're working with a raw blue or gray output, you're missing out on potential clicks. That makes so much sense. What about actual settings for creating thumbnails? What should users focus on? First up is understanding your anchors. The anchor is the main element in your video. You should extract a clear frame and describe it in detail. Instead of saying a man, say the man with the red hat and the scar on his left cheek. Specificity is key. Got it. What about text overlays? I imagine those can be tricky too. They can be. VO3 is getting better, but I usually recommend adding text overlays separately to ensure they're readable. High contrast is crucial. Avoid white text on a bright background. Jordan, interesting. So it's all about making sure the thumbnail grabs attention right away. Definitely. And here's another tip. Your thumbnails should imply motion. Even though they're still images, using blur lines or active angles can convey energy. A static figure just standing there won't grab anyone's attention. Right, it's like making the thumbnail feel dynamic even when it's not. Exactly. Research shows that thumbnails with implied motion improve the perception of energy and keep viewers engaged. So if someone's ready to start fixing their thumbnails, where do they begin? Check your current click-through rate. If it's under 4%, you've got a problem. Start generating your video in VO3, but then use Nano Banana Pro for creating thumbnail variants based on the video's script or mood. Love that. And I bet A/B testing is important too, right? Absolutely. Test different versions, like one with a close-up face and another with an action shot. Swap them after 24 hours if the first one isn't performing. Smart. So what about those common mistakes we should avoid? A big one is not aligning the mood of the thumbnail with the video itself. If you're running a horror channel, for example, using clean, bright thumbnails will confuse your audience. They want dark and gritty. That makes sense. What's next for VO and thumbnails? Alex, the future looks exciting. 2026, we might see tools that combine video generation with analytics, helping creators choose the best thumbnails automatically.
Wow.
That's a game changer. So to wrap things up, fixing your thumbnails is one of the best investments you can make for your channel. Absolutely. So folks, take a good look at those thumbnails and don't settle for less than stellar. Thanks for tuning in. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.